Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. There's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in. Game time decisions here, off and running. Hour number two together on this Wednesday. I'm Joe Ranieri. Certainly appreciate you stopping by. Looking to make it a profitable evening here tonight. Plenty of action on the hardwood to dive into. Plenty of NBA games. And of course, 52, I believe, college basketball games on tap here tonight. And we've got some good ones getting ready to get underway. Nobody better to talk college hoops with than our good friend Colby Dant in the house, kicking off hour number two with us. And Colby, love some of these games here tonight. You got to love it when you got some Big Ten action just about to tip off here with Wisconsin and Maryland. I had to look twice. It's Big Ten basketball, and we had a total in the 150s, Colby. That is how much Big Ten basketball has changed here, my friend. What'd you think of this game tonight?
Yeah, I mean, it just tipped, I think, as you were talking. But I went with Maryland here, you know, sellout crowd. I know they're not a traditional old school Big Ten team, but Kevin Willard's Maryland Terrapin team, to me, has they're way ahead of schedule. Now, Wisconsin, to their own credits, look good too. That win at USC, the fact they covered against UCLA on a game that I was on the Bruins, they've been pretty good this year. They're better than what I think too, but I'm just going with Maryland. I think Maryland is a team flying under the radar in the Big Ten. I think everyone's talking Sparty. Everyone's talking Purdue, Badgers, Illini. Maryland has been playing good ball lately, kind of growing up right before our eyes. So I'm laying that number, sellout crowd. You know, I grew up in that area in DC, and back when they were in the ACC, that was one of the toughest places to win. You get the fans there, that's a rowdy crowd. Give me the Terps.
I'm with you, man. I love the over in that one as well here. Talk to me also, and you got to love, man, the SEC has just been over the top good this year. And we've got, I mean, top to bottom, man. It's if they're the only problem I have is they're going to end up devouring one another here. A case in point tonight, Alabama on the road taking on Mississippi State. Look, it's a pick 'em. Really? What do we do here?
Yeah, I mean, first I'm going to look, you've heard of the Texas two-step. I got the Mississippi two-step for you between this and the other SEC game. Woo. I'm on Hale State here. Chris Jans, first off, like Mississippi and Mississippi State play similar basketball. Well, Ole Miss went into Alabama and won not too long ago. I think a lot of it has to do with the way they defend the three, which Alabama loves. They run that Paul Westhead offense. They love to just jack up shots. Mississippi yep. State's an elite defensive team, much like Ole Miss. And they're not known for like their scoring. Their pace is slower. So they make Alabama feel uncomfortable because they play at some ridiculous pace. One of the more ridiculous in college hoops. So I like Hale State here, especially with that crowd in Starkville. Oh man, you're getting a top five team in Stark Vegas. All over Mississippi State here. I think they're going to just the styles make fights here. I think Mississippi State brings you into the muck, much like a Tony Bennett Virginia team or something. give me Mississippi State to get it done here.
All right, Lincoln State to get it done against Bama. And again, that's the problem with the SEC is they're going to devour one another before it's all said and done. Ask Tennessee how much fun they're having right about now here. Talk to me about another interesting one. Red Hot Xavier coming off of that win against UConn there, taking on Creighton. Five and a half I'm seeing here, and Creighton is no joke either. I believe Creighton is at a home in Nebraska. So what are we doing with this one?
Yeah, and Xavier has looked a lot better ever since Zach Fremantle got healthy. However, they had a huge win, knocking off the two-time defending champs who had been outspoken about the coaching. Sean Miller, I think, took a jab at Dan Hurley after that game. But really, I just have a philosophy. If Creighton's in Omaha, they only lose to Nebraska and Omaha. They're 10-1 this year. I believe they lost to Nebraska last time. I just love them on this home court. I think it's one of it's that far road trip. Well, I guess nowadays college athletics, UCLA's in the Big Ten and stuff, but in the Big East, it's the far road trip of saying, where are we? We're in Omaha. They're 10-1 for a reason. This is one of the toughest venues to win in college hoops. And the fact that, to me, ever since Pop Isaacs got injured for Creighton, I actually think the team improved without him. So I'm all over the Blue Jays here.
I love it. Well, you got another interesting one happening too. Illinois State taking on Belmont in this one here. I saw a lot of Belmont money hitting the market earlier today. Are you in agreement with that?
I am not, actually. I think Illinois State's the play. Look, these two teams played each other back on in mid-December, I think it was, or early December, and Belmont escaped at home in Nashville by 2. Illinois State has a good crowd. They almost knocked off Bradley at Bradley the last time they stepped on the court. They're playing much better ball. Huge game in the Valley. I like the Redbirds to get it done here against Belmont. Belmont struggled on the road a little bit this year, so I think it's a tough spot. Going into normal Illinois.
Yeah, normal Illinois is right there. I like the Redbirds. I'm with you on that one here. What about UAB? The Blazers had been red hot until, of course, last game when they weren't so hot. But they are taking on Tulsa, who's not very good. What are we doing in this one?
Yeah, I think this might be the best play on the board, personally. UAB loses at Memphis. They've been drilling these AAC teams. As long as you're not Memphis, Andy Kennedy, former Ole Miss coach, brings in a lot of those SEC transfers. They've been drilling these AAC teams if you're not Memphis. And that team. And guess what? Tulsa just got a win against their rivals, Wichita State. I think it's a great time to catch them. No one goes to these games out there. So this is going to be an empty stadium. I think UAB wins big. I think they win by like 20, maybe 25. Lay the number.
Oh, I love that one. And what about our good friends out west? Boise State at home taking on Nevada here. It's kind of hard to go. I know it's a big number, but it's kind of hard to go against Boise State at home, even with Alford and Nevada here. What are you thinking?
Yeah, I mean, Alfred and Nevada have been, I think, one of the more disappointing stories if you're not named Mike Woodson or Hubert Davis. I went to Mountain West Media Days. I interviewed that team. I thought after just breaking down the team and talking to coach, I was like, this is the best roster in the Mountain West this year. They've been a complete disappointment. And Boise State, on the other side of things, I think is their top contender coming into the season. Now, obviously San Diego State's ahead of schedule with their young team, but Boise and Leon Rice haven't been as good, but they look the part on the eye test here. They just lost at Colorado State in a heartbreaker, almost a buzzer beater. I think Boise puts it on Nevada. They got to show me some type of life because Nevada's looked terrible over the past month.
Yeah. I just saw it came across Rutgers that ruled out Dylan Harper again. Tonight against Northwestern. It was down to 7. I think it's now 9.5. Very hard to back Rutgers without him because as he goes, Rutgers usually goes. They lost to Providence last game, but can we trust Northwestern to win by double digits?
Yeah, I was about to say, has that line jumped up there? And man, I tell you, Rutgers loves to mess with us on this with the guys all questionable and playing and not playing. But if it moves up a little bit, I think I wouldn't mind the points there. You know, Northwestern dealing with some injuries in their own right. So give me the Scarlet Knights and the points there if it's around 8, 8.5.
All right, you're out west. St. Mary's, Santa Clara, who gets it done?
I think Santa Clara is going to get them. Rivalry game. I know they haven't won many in the past 20 years, but this is the best Santa Clara team in some time. They actually got NBA guys on this team.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy. But Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Love that. Colby, Dan, cash and tickets, man. Always a pleasure, brother. Enjoy the games. Game time decisions continues on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in. Game time decisions here on this Wednesday. It's the Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Ranieri. Appreciate you stopping by as we are off and running on the hardwood here. We just gave you a whole lot of college basketball games on tap here tonight. Now we're going to switch over and talk a little NBA hoops here tonight because we got some great games on tap with some head scratching lines here, and nobody knows that better than our good friend Adam Kaufman stepping in, especially in his backyard with his Boston Celtics, who are once again the market. It just feels like, you know, fool me once, you know, your fault. Fool me twice, my fault. We can't keep laying 14 and a half points with this Celtics team that quite honestly doesn't cover these numbers. And I don't blame them, but they're taking on the Bulls. Are we laying 14 and a half?
What's that movie? I'm trying to remember the reference, but it's like, they can't keep getting away with this. Yeah, look, I'm not going to lay 14 and a half with the Celtics. You know, give me the Bulls. I bet the Bulls. I do not, listen, there is a little bit of me that is an admitted homer. Obviously, you know, outside of this stuff, for sure, I can be a homer. But I'm talking about inside of betting. I just don't generally, it makes me queasy betting against teams that I root for. I don't enjoy the feeling. I don't like the consolation prize of, well, you know, the team lost, but my bet won. Listen, when you have a spread that is 14 and a half, one, I could middle. And by that, I mean literally and emotionally. they could win, just not cover the number. And that's what I think is going to happen here. Yes, Boston's the better team, but you can't ignore how incredibly streaky it is. We have seen, with the exception of one little recent two-game win streak out west, and barely at that, when they survived the G League JV-looking Clippers in overtime, no less, this team, over the last, I think, 25 games, is sitting at, you know, a game over 500. We have seen them over the last 3 weeks, literally, other than that two-game win streak, just alternating wins and losses. And I thought that 14.5, when I bet it last night, was a really advantageous spot because there was a good chance, I thought, that Jason Tatum was not going to play in this game. I thought this was a perfect rest opportunity for him. But to his credit, he's not like, you know, Joel Embiid or Kawhi Leonard or Paul George or so many of these other guys that are so willingly load managed. He wants to play. He wants to be out there on the floor. You got to make him sit. And clearly the Celtics did not do that tonight. So he'll be out there. Horford will not. Hauser will not. Obviously, these are secondary players, you know, in terms of the overall depth. The Bulls will not have Zach LaVine. They will have Coby White. There were questions surrounding him coming in. I still just think it's a big number. I mean, Boston throughout this year has had a lot of trouble, you know, avoiding playing down to its competition, covering big spreads when an overwhelming favorite, occasionally even losing some of these games outright. So I think, honestly, the middle is the right spot. And what I mean by that is take the Bulls 14.5. And if you want to have some fun with some sort of an NBA money line parlay tonight, I would still feel relatively comfortable putting Boston in there.
Yeah, I agree. I think there's, and we've seen this time and time again, when they're laying these big numbers, the opportunity early in the first half to jump in on Boston at half that price. Very right. Feasible here because they generally start slow. So it's a game I'll certainly look. If it ain't broke, I'm not fixing it, Adam. We'll go ahead and keep that plan there, looking for the middle opportunity. The Knicks and Nuggets, I think, is going to be a fascinating matchup here. The Knicks are dropping 140 points, like they're acting like there's nobody else on the court. Denver, dare I say, has a losing streak going on here, and possibly a third in a row, which is just unfathomable here. But are we stepping in front of the Knicks this offense right now?
No, I'd have a hard time doing that, you know, especially when you're getting such a short number. Last I was looking, it was 2.5. I'm just seeing what it's potentially moved to here. Where are we sitting? Three. There's still some 2.5s out there, 2.5s and threes. And being at home, I like it. You know, I realize the Nuggets are getting healthier, and obviously we know that Jokic is just a walking triple-double. Never mind double-double like, you know, Sabonis or Towns. He's a triple-double what feels like every single night. So you want to sprinkle some of that as well. I wouldn't blame you at all, depending on what the odds look like. And as always, make sure you shop it around. But no, I think it's a great spot. You know, Jamal Murray is in a good spot as far as looking at his overs, and that you can get him basically at 20 plus. Obviously, I'm looking at it right now, you know, here on my phone. Odds are moving on him a little bit. Jokic, I always worry, you know, is he going to get all the way up there, or is he going to be more of a facilitator, which is why it sounds crazy, maybe a little less crazy because you do have Towns on the other side. I actually like the double digit assists with Jokic more than I do the rebounds. I think that, you know, wouldn't shock me at all. He's probably going to, again, get the triple-double, but it wouldn't shock me at all if you saw, like, Towns at, you know, 12 to 15 rebounds and Jokic coming in at 8 or 9. You know what I mean? I just think it's that kind of size-on-size type of matchup. Between the heavy hitters on the Knicks side, I would probably favor Brunson more so than I would Towns in terms of the scoring, but no, I mean, this is one of those games where offense can come, obviously, from all over the place on both sides. I would expect a high-scoring game and one the Knicks keep, you know, close, ultimately, but do win.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a pretty good test here. This is the third of a five-game road trip for Denver. They lost to Chicago. They lost to Minnesota. Now they got to take on a red-hot Knicks team. It's not the best of spots for Denver, so we'll see how they react here tonight. I'm having a hard time as I'm watching the injury report with my Miami Heat. I mean, Cleveland is missing a lot of guys, but they're still laying a big number here. Are we backing them tonight against Miami?
So my initial thought last night was to back Cleveland. It was, but that's evolved. I think I would back the Heat at this point in time, at least with the points. I don't know that I'd get crazy and necessarily invest in the Heat money line, although crazier things have happened. But with the number of guys that have been ruled out, led by Garland for Cleveland, that's probably the side I'd go. And I would look to Mobley's points over.
See, we give you everything here. Game Time Decisions continues on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers...
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The most important topics in sports wagering: real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. Adam Kaufman back with us here as we're just laughing right now as the Toronto Raptors are up 16-3 on the Washington Wizards. And Adam, we were laughing going, is this the point we're at? You win a couple of games and all of a sudden Toronto is laying points on the road. But I guess it really doesn't matter if you're playing the Washington Wizards at this point. Is it sustainable for the Raptors? I guess if it ain't broke, let's not fix it here.
Yeah, I was just looking at what the live spread is. It's 11.5, obviously. 11.5 at even money, too, if you wanted to jump in on Washington, up by 15 halfway through the opening quarter. I would think about it. I might actually wait and see if that line gets a little bigger. But I'll tell you what, if it stretches all the way out to like 15, I would jump in, because neither of these teams is all that good. I know the Wizards are terrible, but it's not like the Raptors are incredible. You know what I mean? They're not the Thunder on the other side. And it's a game of runs in the NBA. Cliche as that is, 10, 15, 20 point leads that, in the 80s and 90s meant the game was over. Now it just means, well, how much time's left? Are there 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter? Because if it's any more than that, I think that team on the other side could make a run. So with all the 3-point shooting and variance and all of it, it's 13.5 now because Toronto's opened up a 21-4 lead. Again, if it gets to like 15.5, I would get in there on the Wizards. And obviously the way trending, it might.
And it might very well sooner rather than later here. What did you think of this Sixers-Kings game? A lot of reports about Fox being traded, which can't be great. Just when you thought maybe they turned a corner when they fired their coach, and they've been great since then, but a little bit of animosity there. But again, outside of no Paul George, he's having MRIs and no Embiid, but Boy, they've been playing much better, though, this Philadelphia team, getting a whole lot of points at home. What were you thinking in this one?
Well, it's because of Maxey, right? I mean, he has been a bucket. He has been exactly what you expect him to be. I mean, never mind, like, 20 points. I mean, he's 25-30, what feels like every single night at this point. So I still would lean toward the Kings. I just think there's more depth there, and it's a better team. And, yeah, there's some of the drama there with, you know, Fox, as you mentioned. But you have DeRozan. You have, again, I mentioned Jokic is like a walking triple-double. Sabonis is a solidly consistent double-double of late, and an overwhelmingly overwhelming one at that, like, you know, 20 points, 15 rebounds every night. And so, you know, I think he's going to produce so long as he obviously is staying out of foul trouble and stays on the floor. It's an incredible rebounding edge to the Kings in this game with the Sixers without Embiid, without Drummond. You know, even like Yabusele is, I don't even know if he's out there. If he is, he's still just a little bit of a smaller guy anyway. So, you know, I think that's an area where the Kings end up capitalizing. You have Monk, you have DeRozan, if I didn't mention him. There are just so many different ways that the Kings can beat you. I ultimately think they do win this one tonight.
I'd tell you, one of the more underrated matchups I thought here tonight was in Phoenix as the Minnesota Timberwolves taking on the Phoenix Suns, who quietly have won, what, 8 of their last 10 here? Not a lot of fanfare, but they're playing much better basketball. And you got Minnesota, Naz Reid still questionable, Dillingham questionable. They bet Phoenix here because Minnesota was the early favorite. Durant is questionable, but quite honestly, it looks like the way they're betting Phoenix, it wouldn't be shocking if he's going. They've been rolling lately.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of this game in terms of a side. And obviously, you know, neither is Vegas, right? That's why the game is basically a pick 'em. But ultimately, in terms of props, I'd look toward Devin Booker. I know he's been a little inconsistent lately. It feels like Kevin Durant is sort of the quote-unquote safer play, but Booker has done really well opposite Minnesota on the other side. The way that they defend guards in his spot in terms of the usage and just, you know, a general expectation, I think you're getting a little bit of a discount on Booker for what I expect him to do in terms of scoring in this one. I wouldn't necessarily look to, like, the, you know, PR or PA or PRA. Like, I would just, points is where I'd be looking with Booker. But I wouldn't be surprised if he's, you know, in that 30-point neighborhood tonight.
You know what? I don't hate that look, because if Durant doesn't go, we know where the points are coming from.
Right.
It's going to be.
And remember, Beal's off the bench now, too.
Exactly. Correct. Yep. I like that look a lot. All right, Adam, always a pleasure, my man. Enjoy the games here tonight. Game Time Decisions returns after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in. Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Ranieri, and we're getting ready for, well, listen, we got one more football game left. That'll be obviously in a little over a week and a half, but we got plenty of other sports taking center stage right now, including college basketball, the NBA. But let's not forget that the PGA Tour is in full effect as we approach the first major of the year. That'll be here before we know it at Augusta. But we got a guy that has just been picking winners every week. If you've been tuning in, he has come right here on this show and given you outright winners in three, I believe, of the last four events that we've had. Brady Cannon in the house, and you are on fire, my man. You sat here last week and said, Harris English, and looking to get it done at the Farmers. And sure enough, he was the overnight 54-hole leader. Ended up holding on for a one-shot win at the Farmers, and that's, I believe, three of the last four for you, my man?
Three of the last five. Yeah, it's five. Been a great start. Knock on wood. We won, you know, an awful short price, but I'll take it. Scottie Scheffler at the Hero World Challenge back in December. Flipped the calendar to 2025 and won with Hideki at the Century. I think he was 22-1, if I recall. And then a triple-digit bomb with Harris English at 110-1. And you mentioned, you know, the first major not too far away. This will be our first signature, or excuse me, our second signature event. At, you know, one of the all-time classics in the world, Pebble Beach. Scottie Scheffler's back off of the hand injury. Rory's here. Justin Thomas, Colin Morikawa, Matsuyama. Jordan Spieth is back after wrist surgery over the offseason. So, yeah, we got a dandy here at Pebble coming up on Thursday.
Yeah, I mean, great field here, including last year's champ there, right? Wyndham Clark, a lot of former champions here, Justin Rose, Tom Ho. I think Spieth even making his first appearance so far this season. But you had mentioned it with Scottie, as you can see up at the top of the board. I think he finished top 10 last year, if I'm not mistaken, but he wasn't dominating this these courses, a little shorter, you know, greens maybe a little bit slower. Who do we look at? Rory? I mean, this is his really outside of what, Dubai? What, this is his first real action. So who are we centering in on here?
Yeah, debut for Scottie, like you say, debut for Spieth and Rory. And you know what's interesting, Joe? This is not only the second signature event of the year, but the second time that Pebble has been given signature status. So it's the second season in a row where we have all these big names. Normally, it's the Pro-Am. It's a three-course rotation. And, you know, you're looking at Bill Murray and Ray Romano on your TV screen, and you know how much fun that is. You know, so a lot of these guys didn't show up. All the big names like Rory, they didn't care to do this thing. But now it's a signature event. The Pro-Am has been reduced to just 2 days. The course rotation is just two courses. They'll play Pebble 3 out of the 4 days, one round at Spyglass, and it's more of a big-time golf tournament. So a lot of these big names, you know, they don't have a lot of laps around this track. And so I stayed away from Scottie. Doesn't play here a whole lot. Coming off the hand injury. Don't know what he's going to be like. Rory's playing in your neck of the woods in a you know, simulated deal on Monday night. Flies out here, gets here late, you know, making his first start at a course he doesn't play a whole lot at. I didn't land on anybody until we got to 55-1 and Taylor Pendry, the Canadian, who's been absolutely red hot. He got his first win last summer. Another top 10 at Torrey Pines last week, finished top 10 at Torrey Pines last year. That tells me he can play well on Poana greens, what we have here at Pebble. Had a top 10 finish at Pebble Beach in 2023. And he's got a couple of top 10s at a couple of the correlated courses I used this week as well. So I started with Pendrith at 55.
So some of the thing now, Pebble here with Spyglass and, of course, you know, the courses they're bouncing at. These are very small greens. I think some of the smallest on tour here. But the fairways are pretty wide, so you can afford to miss left or right. The rough isn't crazy. The greens are probably going to be a little bit faster because of, obviously, the lack of rain out west. So how do you approach this? Guys that can gain strokes on approach or around the green, how do you approach handicapping this one?
You're spot on. Around the green, you're right. There's not much advantage to being a bomber or a shorter hitter, an accurate hitter. You know, just find the fairway, hit good drives, and then hit greens in regulation. You're right. They are the smallest greens on tour at Pebble Beach. So you got to be very accurate with your iron. Strokes gained approach, greens in regulation. And these guys are going to miss these very small targets on occasion, right? So you got to be able to get up and down. You got to scramble, and then you got to putt on a very difficult Poana surface. So I think that's the formula right there. Strokes gained approach, iron play, greens in regulation, scramble when you miss, and putt your lights out. And that's where I landed. You know, the next guy I went to was Maverick McNealy, 55-1. Fantastic putter. Got his first win on a shorter coastal track back in November at Sea Island. He practically grew up on this course, went to Stanford. He's played it 100 times. He's finished runner-up here before and fifth. I took a shot with him. And then you'll like this one, Joe. Haven't discussed this name in a while. Victor Hovland. at 60-1. I mean, where did this guy's game go? When was the last time we saw Victor Hovland at 60-1? I've seen him as high as 70, saw him as low as about 50. But I had to take a shot because not only the price, like this is getting pretty high for the ninth ranked player in the world, but he's had a ton of success at this golf course. When they had the U.S. Open here in 2019, he finished 12th. The year before that, in 2018, he won the U.S. Amateur here at Pebble Beach. And then in 2013, he finished 13th. Five of his career wins have come on coastal courses on the water. So I think no matter what kind of disarray his game is, we saw him finish runner-up in Memphis at TPC Southwind back in August. That's not long ago. That's a pretty good indicator that maybe he's coming back to form. But what a better place to show up on a place where he's had so much success in the past. I figure this place has to be comfortable for him in a smaller field. I think he's got a shot to make some noise this week.
Yeah, well, and you know, you got to look at some of these guys too. Familiarity, right? You mentioned Maverick McNealy. They own a house at Pebble yes. Beach. Like he practically grew up on this golf course here. So there is a lot of familiarity with some of these guys for this tournament. I hate to even ask, but I feel like we should just automatically play it. Like Colin Morikawa is going to win at some point, Brady. Is he not? He's played pretty well here, but I figure because once he does, we're never getting him at these numbers. We're not getting him 14-15-1. It's going to be off the charts. It almost feels like, all right, Colin, I'll bet you until you end up getting it done, which, you know, could be this week, but nobody's got a better game than he does.
Yeah, you know, I heard earlier this week, I think it's over the last couple seasons, definitely last year, he was second only to Scottie Scheffler in strokes gained for the entire season. So, you know, Scottie, we know Scottie, but Colin is right there. And it's, I go back to the guys at the top of the board, they just don't play here that often. Obviously, they all have the talent to win here on any given week, but they just haven't made a lot of laps around this course. So I went with guys that play here more often, more frequently. Now that this has become a signature event, we're seeing more of these big names. But hey, I already bet Colin for the Masters at 22-1. He's down to 18-1 for the Masters. So yeah, I'm not anti-Colin. I'm just anti-Colin this week. The other two guys I went with longer bombs, Robert McIntyre, the Scotsman, at 65-1. I figure he's going to fit right into this kind of climate and everything, coastal course, you know, growing up in Scotland. And then my long bomb this week, Thomas Dietrich, who finished fourth here last year, had another top 15 last week at Pebble, got him at 110-1. So five guys this week, Dietrich.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue, the $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal, each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary, not valid for McDelivery.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids, to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook, to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love, and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
McIntyre, Hovland, McNeely, and Pendrith.
Love it. Listen, three out of the last five he's given you. Fade at your own will here. Brady Cannon, we appreciate
stay
it,
hot,
brother,
baby.
As
stay
always. Game Time Decisions continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in. Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network as we are getting ready for a big night here. Not only college basketball, but the NBA underway. A couple of big games getting ready to tip off here. One, of course, at Madison Square Garden. Another one here down the road from me in Miami. And covering all of these games for you coming up at the top of the hour will be Scotty Wetzel and company here for a little in-game live. And he steps in to talk about a few of these, Scotty. Love this card tonight in both the NBA and college hoops. Let's start at the Garden here, where the Knicks apparently, what's 140 points? It's like video game numbers with how they've been doing, Scotty. But Denver doesn't want to extend a losing streak. They don't have many of them, but they're on the verge of possibly a three-game losing streak if they don't handle it tonight. What do you think we're going to get for a game in this one?
Yeah, I think we're going to get points, Joe. All right. You know, you're going to get the A game. You're right. From Denver, if they came in, you know, winning 3 out of 4, you know, long road trip, whatever. But it teams generally always get up for Madison Square Garden in New York. Now you throw in, they've lost a couple in a row. Old school, that would be okay. Buckle down on defense, but this is not old school NBA. You know, when you give your A game, that means you're going to come with 120 to 130 points. So I love the over in the game. Knicks are a monster over team. 26-20-1 over. One of the best in the NBA. Denver 8-3 over their last 11. 30-16, 46 games this season over. And again, they've had their way with the Knicks, the 15-5. Most teams have. It's only been recent that the Knicks have been any good. But I'm expecting a good game. A lot of points being scored. You know, Knicks played Memphis the other night. They put 140 on the board, like you alluded to. So they're more than capable. It's a big number, right? 241, 242, depending on where you do your shopping. But, you know, they're begging to take the unders way more times than not. Those games end up going over. So let's go over 242 or so, Knicks and Nuggets.
I love that one. And in Miami, I mean, I'm looking at this Cavs roster. They got a bunch of guys not playing. So depth isn't in there. And then, you know, despite the Jimmy Butler nonsense here, Miami at home, usually getting this many points is always intrigues me here. But you went with the total in this game. What do you think we're going to get?
Yeah, you know, you're right, Joe. You know, despite the Jimmy Butler nonsense and how crazy is that, right? They do score Miami, you know? I know they needed overtime the other day to beat Orlando, but they ended up rallying. They beat Orlando. They're actually 11-3 over their last 14 at home, where this game is for them. So they play a little better offensively at home. And Cleveland's an over team. They're just clear. 16-6 over their last 22 road games. 17-7 over their last 24 overall. They just tipped off. The number's a little bit higher, 225 or so, but, you know, 227, 225 in that range. You can still get it. Like I said, they just tipped off. I think we're going to get points. I could see a Cleveland blowout, but, you know, I think that'll, you know, the 125 to 105, 110 range, and it goes over that 227 number.
So the Celtics, we were talking about Adam Kaufman earlier laughing. You got to be crazy to lay two touchdowns with the Celtics. And they don't cover these numbers, Scotty. I don't care who they're playing. They just don't. But you opted maybe for a team total instead here with this one.
Yeah, it's one of the things the guys on the podcast have been following. You're right. You can't lay 14.5. You just can't do it. They're one of the worst spread teams in the NBA, right? The numbers are just too inflated. So forget about that. They're obviously going to win the game. So where do you go? You know, last year they had that great, great, great overrun first half. This year it's been the antithesis, Joe. It's been just the opposite. Again, you know, boys in Vegas, they're not stupid, right? Last year's numbers were 53, 54, 55, maybe 56, right? Towards the end of the year, 58 or so. This year they've been in the 60s. And listen, I get it. Chicago couldn't spell defense, let alone play it. But 60.5, Celtics team total. Boston first half unders for the game, not the team, but for the game, 18 and 29 Oof. Under. So they come out slow for whatever reason. And then when they need to turn it on, they turn it on. They win the game. And that's why they don't cover the spread, because they, you know, they're not giving you an effort from start to finish. So let's go under first half Celtics 60.5 tonight.
Yeah, I like it. And that's really what their MO is. They don't care. Just win the game. They're not interested in blowing anybody out. OKC in an interesting spot. Starting to see a lot of money come in on Golden State. It's under double digits now, Scotty. 9.5s. I'm sorry. Steph Curry didn't play last night, playing tonight. Does it matter if you're the Golden State Warriors?
I don't think so, right? I mean, listen, the boys in Vegas are begging you. Last time they were a 10-point dog the other day, they lost by 40, by 50, actually, to the Celtics, right? So we've seen them flop in spots like this. How about rest disadvantage? You're right. Curry didn't play last night, so it's a little skewed here. But still, I will tell you, back-to-back games for the Warriors, they're only 3-4 straight up, 2-5 against the spread. And then you throw in they play a team that's resting, and they're playing on their second night, as Golden State is, 2-7 against the spread this season. It's a big number to lay. OKC's a great spread team. I'm going to bite it. Give me OKC no matter what the number is at Golden State tonight.
Get it done there, OKC. All right, talk to me here. We didn't mention any NHL, but you got a couple of games that you circled here. Nashville taking on the Canucks here tonight. Small enough number. What are you thinking?
Yeah, listen, it's a light schedule tonight. Not in love with the plays, but I, you know, it's there, so why not? I do like Nashville at home. Vancouver stinks on the road. 3-9 the last 12 road games. Nashville 6-1 at home after a slow start. They're starting to turn it around a little bit. So give me the Preds minus the 150, and I'll take Utah later on tonight against Pittsburgh. Late game, but the Penguins are just awful. They have the second fewest points in the Eastern Conference. Sidney Crosby and company. It's amazing. 3-11. Their last 14. They lost a stake in San Jose the other night, Joe, scoring just one goal. Yeah, Topeka High could score five goals against San Jose. So give me Utah minus the 145, even though they don't have a nickname.
Yeah, I agree with you here. And in college hoops there, you going Old Miss or Texas tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to throw I'll skip to the I won't bury the lead. Give me over 169.5 Nebraska Omaha at South Dakota. And I know what you're saying. Oof. What? South Dakota, the number one over team, 16-3 over this season. And Omaha has scored 80 or more points in 8 of their last 9.
Sounds like a lot of defense here, Scotty. Well, we'll see you coming up top of the hour. Game Time Decisions. We'll wrap it up next.
Sports Grid.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty,
and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network as we look to wrap up this edition together. We'll be passing the baton off to Scotty Wetzel, and in-game live will take over here as we've got plenty of great games on tap here tonight, certainly on the hardwood. And Scotty, before we get you out of here, a couple of other, you took us to South Dakota for some unknown reason, and you're telling us no defense tonight with Nebraska, Omaha, South Dakota. Is there another over you like on the board here tonight?
Yeah, there is. It's already underway. It's at halftime, but the number is the same as it was to start the game. And that's Stetson, your boys down at Stetson versus Ooh. North Florida. So what's better than having the best against the spread or the best over team? How about the second one, which is tied with South Dakota? Also, North Florida over 16-3 this season. All right, it's 44-35 at the half, so the number is the same, 164. It actually lowered from 167 down to 164. Stetson has given up or scored 80 points in 7 of their last 10 games, and North Florida has scored 80 or more points in 11 of their last 14. So it's on pace. Wow. It's a good start, 44-35. You're getting some points. No reason not to hop right back on board. It's the same number, basically.
It's the same numbers, right? No problem there. What about Bama? Bama taking on Mississippi State. Usually Bama, it's always over, but not for you tonight, huh?
Yeah, you know, I hemmed and hawed on this one, Joe. Here's the deal. Nate Oates, the head coach of Alabama, benched his best player. Not only his best player, he's the leading scorer in the SEC, Mark Sears. Why? Because he wasn't playing any defense, apparently. Now, Alabama, nobody plays defense. If he has that philosophy, he might as well bench the entire starting five, right? So, all right, so if a guy gets benched because he's not hustling back on D, I'm thinking maybe, just maybe, they concentrate a little bit more on defense tonight. It's hard going under on Alabama games. I get that. But if you don't play it, just be cautious about going over. Because, like I said, he read the kid the riot act. He benched him for a half, best player on the team, if not in the conference. So who knows what that's really going to do to the club. So little under bet on Alabama tonight.
I like that. And you and I were going back and forth with this Ole Miss and Texas game. Ole Miss at home. Well, they have not been great against the number at home. They're coming in on a 3-game losing streak. But the SEC is just brutal. Because there's a lot of good teams there devouring one another here, Scotty. Still Ole Miss for you, though, in this one.
Yeah, listen, I love betting against teams that won miraculously and then circle Arizona when next time they play, right, after their crazy finish against Iowa State. So kind of a similar thing with Texas. It wasn't a dramatic win, but they rallied from 20-plus down second half, Joe, against a really good team, Texas A&M, a rival team, no less. And now this is their next game. Very difficult to come back down to earth. Yet a pretty good number. 6.5 isn't that bad at home for Ole Miss. So give me the Rebels at home tonight, laying the 6.5.
Liking the Rebels at home here tonight to get it done. We are looking forward to these games coming up. Scotty, we appreciate it as always. Get out of here. Get yourself ready. We'll be handing it off to you. In a couple of moments here as in-game live will take center stage here on the Sports Grid Network. In the meantime, we've got plenty of action already underway on the hardwood here tonight as the Knicks underway at the Garden, and they have wasted no time to do exactly what they have been doing these last couple of games, and that's dropping a whole lot of points. A quick 20-9 opening first quarter run has them up in front. Still plenty of time, about 6 minutes to go in the first quarter, but the Knicks picking right up where they left off. And not like we didn't try telling you, the Chicago Bulls out and well, they're back and forth here. Celtics 19-18 right now in that matchup here. Again, Celtics were laying 14.5. And like we had mentioned earlier, great opportunity to wait, maybe to jump in and get a much better number on the Celtics than that 14.5. But we're going to keep an eye on that game all night long. You also have Miami down to Cleveland 22-13 in the first quarter on that one. And Sacramento up 2 against the Philadelphia, shorthanded Philadelphia 76ers. They too, what about 3 minutes to go in the first quarter? And boy, if you jumped in on the Washington Wizards after they were losing 16-0 to start that game to the Raptors, well, they're only down 12 now. So either way, Scotty Wetzel, Dave Sharapan, In-Game Live is coming up your way. Don't go anywhere. Game Time Decisions. We'll see you again tomorrow here on The Grid.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue, the $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal, each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.